You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Department of Internal Affairs has released its preliminary findings into an outbreak of Campylobacter in Havelock North last year. The 230-page report found the immediate cause was most likely sheep feces, which entered the water supply after heavy rains. However, the report also criticised the Hastings District and Hawke's Bay Regional Councils for failing to, quote, adhere to the high levels of care and diligence necessary to protect public health. For example, an outbreak of Campylobacter in 1998 was found to have strong similarities to last year's, one of a series of contaminations which were forgotten, ignored, or generally downplayed. Other problems highlighted in the report were inadequate risk assessment and infrastructure which did not meet drinking water standards. Finally, the report found a, quote, significant level of ill-feeling and tension in the relationship between the two councils, which prevented information sharing. Although the immediate cause was found to be sheep grazing near to the main water bores, this was permitted and therefore the report found they had no legal basis to criticise local farmers. For more on the role intensive agriculture may have played in the outbreak, I ask Amanda Larson, spokesperson for Greenpeace New Zealand, what she made of the report.
We're pleased to see that the outbreak's taking seriously through this investigation. It was a thorough investigation, but we're concerned that the outbreak in 2016 is being treated as a one-off rather than a systemic issue.
And how do we prevent the next outbreak?
Well, we at Greenpeace have been doing some research into the science behind the connections between intensive livestock production and human health risks. The science is showing very clearly that as livestock production is intensifying in New Zealand, the risk of human health impacts is growing. And so the way to prevent this problem from getting worse is to stop further livestock intensification. While this inquiry was being reported back, just down the road in Napier, the Hawke's Bay Regional Council was looking at a review of the Ruatanifa Dam. The evidence shows that as dams like the Ruatanifa allow for more irrigation, irrigation drives livestock intensification. And as I said, the more livestock on the land, the more risk there is to human health. So we're asking Hawke's Bay Regional Council to scrap that dam now that it's being reviewed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.